The city of Syracuse is joining a movement calling on New York State to divest $13 billion of money invested in fossil fuel companies from its public pension fund. More from WRVO's Ellen Abbott.
Specifically, a majority of common councilors want State Comptroller Tom DiNapoli, who is in charge of the state's $200 billion retirement fund, to divest the largest 200 fossil fuel companies from that portfolio over the next 5 years. Syracuse Common Councilor Joe Driscoll says it's a win-win proposition.
It makes economic sense. These stocks are outperforming. It makes the moral sense, and most importantly, it's in the long-term interest of our species and our planet as a whole to take the steps towards a more sustainable society.
Syracuse is following the lead of 1,000 other governments and institutions, including New York City, that are supporting fossil fuel divestment. Governor Cuomo is also supporting it as well. DiNapoli says he has a fiduciary responsibility to ensure the greatest return for pensioners and also believes the state's status as a large shareholder can force oil, gas, and coal companies into climate-friendly initiatives. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.